Now we start with Perek Sheni, the second chapter of Hilchos Talmud Torah, and most standard Rambams, this will be your Tesamud Beis. Halacha Aleph. Moshivim Malamdi Tinokas B'chol Medina Medina B'chol Plach U'Plach B'chol Yer V'Yir. You must establish teachers to teach children in every country, in every district, and in every city. B'chol Yer She'im Bo Tinokas Shebeis Rabbim Achrim V'San She'ir Atcho Moshivim Malamdi Tinokas. Any city that does not have teachers of children in it, you excommunicate the people of that city until they get higher teachers to teach children. Lo shivu machrimu seir. If they still didn't hire teachers, machrimu seir, that means you destroy the city. That's how the Kesef Mishnah interprets this. Shinalam askayim elabavu piyam shal tinoka shal bes rabam. The world exists only by the breath of the mouth of the children who are studying Torah. You bring the children in to learn when they're about 6 or 7 years old. Depending on the strength of the child and his body. So you don't bring him in when he's less than 6 years old. Now the teacher can hit them in order to make them afraid. But he doesn't hit them like an enemy and with cruelty. He shouldn't hit them with whips or with sticks, but with a little strap. He should sit and teach them all day long, and some of the night, to train them, to learn by day and by night. They shouldn't stop children from learning at all. Erev Shabbos, the eve of Shabbos, the day before Shabbos, and Yom Tov, at the end of the day, you stop early. Or be on Tov, and on Yom Tov itself, you don't have classes. However, Shabbos, but on Shabbos, ain't Karim B'Tchil, Avoshon and Berishon. Shabbos, you don't teach the children something new, it's very hard, but you do review, even for the first time over review. You don't stop the children from learning even for the building of the Beis HaMikdash. It's more important that they learn. Halacha Gimel, Melamed HaTinokas Shemaniach HaTinokas V'Yotze, a teacher of children, who leaves the children and goes out, Oshu'osu Melacha Cheresim Mahem, he does some other work with them, other than learning Torah with them, Oshu Mesvashim B'Limud, and he's lazy in their teaching, he's included in the verse that says, cursed is the one who does the work of Hashem in a dishonest way. Therefore you should have a teacher, only a pious person, who is good at reading properly, to teach the reading and to be exact and make sure that the children know what they have to know exactly and correctly. If you don't have a wife, you shouldn't teach children, because their mothers come to their children. Halisha lo tilam tinokas mipnei avoseim shimbar meitzal banim. And a woman shouldn't teach children because the fathers come to their children. And there are situations here where this might lead to something bad. It seems to me that the Rambam is talking here about a situation where they're teaching the children at their private homes, where there is a problem if the women come to the man teacher or the men to the women teacher. But in the situations that we have nowadays where it's an open public place, this problem would not exist. Halacha hey, esrim v'chamisha tinokas lameidim etzam lamed echad. 25 children can learn by one teacher. That's the maximum class size. Hayosar lesrim v'chamisha adabayim, if there's between more than 25, in other words, between 26 and 40, you get an assistant to help him in the teaching. If there's more than 40, then you have to hire another teacher. So you have two full-fledged teachers for 40 children or more. Halacha Vav. You change classes, you change schools. You go from a teacher who is not as good to a teacher who is more meticulous both in reading and in dictum, being careful in the making sure that the children know it properly and say it properly. So you should change teachers to get a better, more exact teacher. This is only if they're both in the same city. And the river did not interrupt between them. In other words, you don't have to cross over a river to get the child to his teacher. To travel from one city to another, or even within the same city to cross over a river, you don't take the child because it's dangerous. Unless there's a strong bridge over the river, a building that is not likely to fall easily. If one of the people lives in a mavui is sort of a large plaza where many courtyards open into. So if somebody who lives in a mavui wants to become a teacher, even if it's someone in the same courtyard, the neighbors cannot protest. They certainly can't protest someone in a different courtyard, but in the same mavui. But even someone in the same courtyard, they cannot protest because it's too important. And we don't allow any stopping of the availability of more teachers for children. If you have a teacher and another man came in competition and opened up another school to teach children in, in order to get other children, or even if he's trying to get the children of the first person to come to him instead, he cannot stop him. There are various laws limiting competition, but in this case we do not limit competition. It says Hashem chavetz man tzidkei, Hashem desires because of his righteousness yagdol Torah v'yadid, to increase Torah and that it should be glorified. So the more opportunities for learning, the better it is.